Ladies.
Yes.
Are we focusing on ourselves this year?
100%. Yes.
Is our mind on our money?
Heck yes.
Our work over broke boys? Yes.
Absolutely.
1000%.
Do we want love?
Yes.
Yes.
And the real tea, do we miss d-?
Yes.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, what's up for a nightcap? Chill, you know, kick back.
Welcome to the Nightcap. It's your girl, Carolina Sanchez, and we're having the girls over because this year, instead of focusing on finding love, they're focusing on themselves, they say. So we're going to talk all about it with the ladies in the building. We've got Rachel here for the first time. Welcome to the Nightcap. And who are you?
Hey, I'm JVR.
Okay, and you're with the Savoy?
Yes, ma'am, we're at
what
the Savoy.
What did you bring me?
This is our Galentine's Day drink.
Oh, I love it. We'll talk more about it later. Thank you. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to
cheers. Ready.
We're ready.
Okay.
In the middle, we've got Maria Rebollard. Welcome to the Nightcap. And at the end, we've got Kendall Mays, who actually works with me and pitched this. All right, well, cheers, ladies. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
Woo. Okay, let's give it a
taste. Buenas noches.
Okay.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Before we dive into what you do for your career and what you're focusing on, what was looking for love looking like for you in the past?
I feel like I've been attracting men that aren't fully ready for actual relationships or anything serious. So I feel like it's been a lot of games, and that's what's distracted me from dating, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was too many games.
Too many games.
I agree with her.
You know, have you guys watched Tinder Swindler?
No.
All right. Well, y'all need to watch it because if you watch that, that traumatized me. So when I had a, Houston has a real Tinder Swindler, and so that traumatized me. And you know, the wisest book in the world says, all things work together for good. So I'm glad that happened because after that, I'm like, no, if you don't align with my purpose, bye.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Hold on, Maria.
Right.
Were you a victim of a Tinder swindler?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's somebody in Houston that literally, I think his story is worse. I'm really gonna write a book about this.
I think I've actually heard about you and some other women. We're gonna have to have a whole episode about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to survive this.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Kendall.
No, I have to agree with Rachel. I feel like dating has kind of just been a little hard because I feel like being, when you're so beautiful and you're goal-oriented, I feel like I'm sexualized a lot than I need to be. Mm. And I feel like, can you just relax? I mean, I know I'm beautiful, I'm sexy, but like,
there's
relax.
Yeah,
yeah, like you get to know me more than my face and my appearance, you know?
You
so
go.
It's been really hard. It's hard out here.
Okay, so you guys decided, you know what? I'm not even looking for love anymore. All I'm doing is focusing on me.
Yep,
yeah, 100%. That's my relationship.
Somewhat for me.
Okay, what you mean somewhat, Rachel?
Somewhat.
What do you?
I'll never close myself off to love completely.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer, like, love is looking for me, I'm looking for it. But I'm not as active as I used to be. I'm not putting myself in, like, places or positions to be seen. I'm just doing what I need to do. And if somebody comes and finds me, I'm open to it. But you got to be kind of ready for me. I'm not just going with anybody. That's
okay.
Where I'm at.
So what were you doing before? Were you like going to a club?
Yeah, like out with the girls.
Were you on dating apps? What were you?
I haven't been on dating apps just yet, but definitely going to like certain spots. You know how they say like go to Joey's or go to here on Fridays and sit at the bar, like stuff like that with my girls. Now I'm like, honestly, guys, you might have to see me in the grocery store.
Oh,
like I'm just running errands and doing me.
At the gym.
I don't want to, at the gym, doing what I do. I'm not going to force anything anymore.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you about like, I think for me, I actually wanted to try international dating because I'm like, I need these men to get to know me, who I am, my spirit, my mind, my heart. Like, don't look at the physical. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me too, it's like, and so when you just, if you don't find healed people, or I wasn't finding healed people, it was like toxicity. So I'm like, let me focus on my money. So it's been 10 years for me, y'all.
Wow.
You know,
so it's like I'm focusing. And so we're going to continue in 2026 because we got to finance ourselves. We got to finance ourselves first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to work on purpose and then alignment, I think. And then you, when the time is right, it'll happen. But for me, it's like I'll focus on my money, honey.
Yeah, focus on that's the safest honey. Bet. And I like what you said, like the heal. Because for me, I always say, like, I do want someone that's healed, but even if you're not healed, I'm willing to heal with you because I know I have some healing within myself to do. And I mean, I found it interesting you said international dating as well. I have been like talking to people that's not from the States a little bit, and I'm not gonna lie, I like it. I like the accent. Hey, UK bae.
Not UK,
I like the accent. Like, I'm open to getting to know anyone, and I always tell people, like, I don't let any man stop me from finding my husband, not even my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it sounds like what you just described tells me you're still dating. You're still looking.
I'm dating. Like, I'm dating, but also I feel like I'm just kind of just taking it day by day, because I feel like when you're so busy like ourselves, you know, I don't feel like talking every day. You know, sometimes just FaceTime me, or we can just talk another day. And I found it that a lot of guys that I feel like they try to have some type of control on you, or they want to talk every day, and we don't be talking about nothing. It's a lot of what you're doing. You know, oh, that's cool. How was work? I really don't care, but it's been too much of nothing conversing. Let's talk about stuff that's important. We're like, no, I don't want to say it.
I'll let you marinate in that, and we'll talk about it. All right, you stay right there. Let's hear what these women do and what they're focusing on this year after the break. Welcome back to the Nightcap. We're talking to some ladies about how they're focusing on themselves this year and not love, even though some of them are talking to some overseas bays. Yes. We've got Rachel, Maria, and Kendall. Okay, you're focusing on yourself. So what exactly are you guys doing? Like, or what is your career? Or what are your passions that you're pursuing instead of pursuing these men that aren't enough for y'all?
So I like that you asked that, Carolina, because I think that if we women would just focus on, I think a lot of times you get into dating because you're bored, right? Sometimes, you know, you kind of, it's like, I've done that. I'm just bored. So let me go on this date, right? But so I literally have three different careers, right? I'm married all three together, but if you stay busy, then there's no room for entertaining anything less than God's best, you know? And I'm in the financial services platform, Carolina, and we use this document called the PFS, which, by the way, if you want a personal financial statement, everyone should have one, right? Mm-hmm. So that PFS is your financial resume. Y'all, I meet somebody nowadays and I'm like, can I see that PFS? And it's not that I care about money. I mean, I do and I don't. I've been there where I've had it all. I've had nothing. I've had a lot. I've had little. I'm all about, like, if you're smart, you're not going to stay there. You're not going to be at a negative, or you're not going to be at a deficiency, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I can help you as your money doctor, but if you don't get better in the next year, it's like something's not right, right? Yeah. The math ain't math.
Wait, so this PFS.
Yeah.
When you ask a man for their PFS, are they offended? Are they...
You know, so for me, it's like... when you love what you do, you can't help but to talk about it, right? So to me, it's like, I date somebody and I want to talk about money just naturally, because it's like, that's what I do. So it's like, have you ever heard of a PFS? And even here in the room, it's like, I don't know if you guys have heard of it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, we all should have one. And the wealthy, see, I'm in real estate. So when I transitioned to commercial real estate and the bank started asking for a personal financial statement, I'm like, what do the wealthy know that we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So then, and when I date someone or I meet someone, I'm like, have you ever heard of a PFS? And if they say yes, I'm like, oh.
You're in the right tax. Okay.
No red flag there, but it's like, and if they don't, it's like, I'll help them with that, because I'm all about, like, hey, you, I'm all about helping my future boo, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, but if we still can't get it right with the money, again, we're not aligned. So it's like, I'm gonna love you from afar. You're a great person, but we're not aligned.
But you're not God's best.
Yes, and I want God's best.
We want God's best, ladies.
I do.
Rachel?
Well, I am a trainer, so I train over 30 women. Mm. I'm up early, start my sessions at 5:30 a.m. So my typical schedule is up really, really, really early, like 4:30 a.m. to get my day started. I teach Pilates. I have my own apparel line. I have all things fitness, basically. Mm-hmm. And doing what I do, I look for very healthy guys. I love to eat healthy. I love to do recreational activities. So I agree with you. Like, what you do becomes a part of you.
Yeah,
so I want a guy who cares about what they put in their body, how they look, how much they take care of themselves. And some of these men, some of them do work out, but then they don't have the nutrition side. And if we're kicking it, you know, we're dating and you're eating Whataburger constantly, I'm like, it's so hard for me not to feel judgmental or like about the small things. I'm like, you're gonna drink again? You just drunk. Like, I don't drink a lot of alcohol. I'm very clean. I like to keep things very.
You're very health conscious.
Yeah.
So you want them to be aligned in
that. Yes, I definitely want that alignment for sure. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, your body is the temple. So if you are not taking care of your body, how are you going to take care of me?
And then you're mad at me because I don't want to go to the club or drink this. Because I'm the clean girl. Like,
I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, dang, not Whataburger, but I love some chicken. I'm going to talk to work.
Baked chicken?
Work out.
Baked chicken?
Fried.
We can't do the fried.
I see what you mean, though. You know, I like what you guys said, because for me, my career, I do marketing. I am the branded audience development manager for the Fox Show, and I work all these amazing, beautiful shows. I started creating directing. I do a lot of media stuff. But I do like to attract people that's into, like, the same career that I am. Yeah. And I kind of do find myself attracting people that's kind of, like, not too far from what I do in work. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a win-win. And when I feel like when I'm looking for my partner, automatically, I talk to people that I feel like you're my husband. I don't like to talk to people I think is a boyfriend. If I see you as a husband, that's the only reason why I would like fully pursue you personally. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the guys that, you know, I'm pursuing in that rate, you know, they're aligning. It just sometimes it's the distance as well. I feel like sometimes women, we can meet good guys and it's the distance. But the ones that's in our local city, you know, it may not be my cup of tea all the time in that sense. But it's kind of around that range. But I'm going to get better like you, though. I'm going to eat healthy soon.
Okay, hold that thought, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Hold the thought, because we're going to be right back and see what these women are actually manifesting for 2026. If it's just themselves or maybe it's a boo, too. You stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Nightcap. We've been talking to the ladies about how they're focusing on their careers themselves and, you know, what dating has been like in the past. We've got Rachel, Maria, and Kendall. And Maria, I'm sorry I cut you off before the break.
No.
You were chomping at the
bit. I was about to jump in there. Yeah. So now, Miss Kendall Mae. So I love, like, you know, I'm Latina. I love tacos, right?
Uh-huh.
And although, like, I do want somebody that, and you guys tell me, you know, like, what do y'all think? We're ladies here, right? We're supposed to sharpen one another, right? Mm-hmm. So I want someone, too, that, you know, I want to have tacos with you, but I look for someone who, I don't want them like me. I want them better than me. So to me, it's like, I do look for that too. It's like, y'all, I do whatever it takes to take care of me, you know, whatever it takes. And so if I see someone too, that it's like, you got the beer belly and it's like, come on now. It's like, how you don't take care of your temple, how are you going to take care of me? But I think definitely for me, it's like, I want someone better than me, and we need to, I guess for me, it's like, I'm not going to downgrade if I have these standards for me. So I don't know. But
I feel like it's such a sticky subject, because downgrading is like, in certain areas of any relationship, nobody's going to be 100% of what you want. Mm-hmm. So I try to give a little bit of grace in certain areas. I love a trying man. If you're trying in this area, I can meet you there. I could discern, though, what's like, you know, if he's actually trying or if he's just saying this to get to me, things like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like nobody's ever going to be 100%. So you might be canceling out somebody just because he's not 100%.
And
it could be like 90.
That,
like, it's not going to be perfect, y'all.
You know, we're sharing on the way here. We're sharing with my sister. I think, you know, I've only had butterflies in my stomach two times in my entire life. One was in high school. That don't count, right? And so the other one, I felt like I was a little too strict. And then this person finds someone who's very similar to me, even does the same career. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's okay. I believe that, you know, God's purpose in my life, nothing can take it away. And if that belonged to me, it's going to come back. But I do believe that I wasn't ready. I don't believe that I was still working on myself, and I was working on my money, y'all. Yeah. I wanted to travel the world, and I did on my penny, on my dime. I literally had a guy who booked a Maldives flight on the spot. He's like, I want to date you. I was like, you can date me in the Maldives. And he's like, do it now. Here's my card. And y'all, I felt bad and I canceled it, because I was like,
don't
no,
go bad.
I didn't want I fund my own trips. But we focus on our money, focus on yourself, focus on, you know, on your whys. Like, I love how we talked about, you reminded me of that yesterday. Our whys, our purpose, and then I think that we attract what we are.
Mm-hmm. I think in hearing women on this couch who have high standards, who want people who are better than them, I think the mindset that Rachel has is probably the most beneficial, because women are outpacing men in every category.
I agree.
They are more highly educated. They are getting, they're achieving higher salaries, more educated. Like, it's just the percentage of men who are going to meet those standards for you is dwindling if you keep achieving more.
Yeah.
So the pool is small.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you are not more open-minded to growing with someone or helping them or being better than someone, then you are more than likely not going to find that person.
I feel like
are you
happening.
Okay with that?
Carolina, preach today.
I'm not okay with that.
Oh my gosh, you're eating this up. I feel like that's something that I'm currently dealing with. I do feel like sometimes I can self-sabotage my relationships at times, just because of the fact I'm so used to being so hyper independent, to where when it comes to giving that control to someone else, it can make me take a step back and sometimes like do something, well, not do physically something, but kind of just like take a step back, because I guess it's out of fear, you know. Like for me growing up, my mom was always, you know, hyper independent, but also I always had my a man in the house too as well, and I grew up around like head honchos. Women in my family are like head bitches in charge, excuse my language. So it's like, for me, I'm trying to learn how to kind of like chill myself out, because I work so hard. It's like I want to meet someone that's in the same level as me, but also I'm okay and open to growing with someone, because I'm still growing myself. But I do need to know that it's okay to have standards for yourself as well.
So I love that you said that. You know, there was one point in my life that my son was like, well, mom, because they want me to find somebody. I mean, hello, I told you it's how long it's been. And he's like, why didn't you like that guy? I'm like, son, his car is so dirty. And he's like, he's like, mom, I can't get in trouble for this word. Okay, promise. It's in the Bible. And I'm like, what is this boy? He's like, mom, you're such a hypocrite. And I'm like, son, I have two boys in sports. I have three jobs. I have my gym bag. I have heels. I have jackets. It's okay for me to have my car dirty, but it's not like dirty, like, you know, trash. It's just like, and so then you're right. Like, I feel that before my standards were so high, but I was okay with that, because no one can take away. The one thing that I think happened to me is I found true love, and my true love was God. It was Christ. And so I think now it's like, if I don't see Jesus in somebody, you're not a match for me. Point blank, period.
I like
forget
that.
Money, forget status. Y'all, I've had, if I would show you my phone, I have Astros players on my phone. I have people with a yacht on my phone. I have people, I don't care about money. I don't care about status. If I don't see Jesus in them, you're just not a match. So I love that you said that, because that's indeed what happened to me.
All
right, ladies. Well, I hope you find what you want.
I hope so, too.
And I hope you keep an open mind as you work on yourselves. And hopefully, as you pursue your own passions, maybe that partner comes right alongside you and is indeed a partner.
That's cool.
All right. Well, did you enjoy the drinks, ladies?
Yes. And amen to that.
They are catering to the ladies at the Savoy. And we're going to find out all about it after the break. You stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Nightcap. I'm behind the bar now because we had some delicious cocktails from the Savoy, and I've got Mai here because it's time to do what?
Back that glass up!
All right, baby girl, what was it? What is it?
So this is our Branson French Kiss, which is our version of a French 75. It was a major hit at our Valentine's night.
Okay.
So just to walk you through it, you're going to do 2 ounces of our Savoy strawberry lemonade.
Okay, y'all make that in-house?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I love
fresh
it.
Every day.
Okay. And is this like a special for the girlies?
Yes, always for the girlies.
Okay.
And then we have an ounce of Branson cognac. It's one of my favorite cognacs on the market. Very smooth, very strong, straight to the point. Then some ice.
I should have pre-iced. I always tell bartenders pre-ice, and here I am just making a mess on television. It's okay.
Great. Shake.
So tell me about Girls Night.
So Ladies Night is every Wednesday at the Savoy, something we do to bring the ladies out. You know, bring your girls, but make sure you get your man's wallet as well. Happy hour from 4 to 10. Complimentary champagne and cake while supplies last. Happy hour drinks, happy hour bites. Hookah is available as well. Live DJs. We even have our mechanical bull going. So,
what?
You know, just a really good night out on the town.
Who needs a man? Other than, I mean, she said his wallet. I would never say that, but... You know, To each their own. I mean, if he's willing to supply it.
Of course, of course. Fine. Always with consent.
We got to talk about these sponsorships and how women ask for sponsorships. I have feelings. But, you know, men do it, so women, I don't know.
Definitely. That's a whole rabbit hole.
A whole rabbit hole. Okay, did I do a good job? I just started going. You kind of told me what to do.
Perfect. I don't think it's going to
come. Oh, it did! Damn it! It's fine. Just a little bit. Just a little smidge.
And then just to add something cutesy, put the strawberry on the side.
All right, so then... It's fine. You know what? It's because you should have had me do it. You know, I had the better angle. Yeah. All right, perfect. Okay, so we can find this every Wednesday night.
Yes, our Branson French Kiss.
Branson French Kiss.
For ladies' night every Wednesday.
Meet us at the Savoy. Because that's what we call it here. But ladies' night at the Savoy on Wednesdays. And next year, go to the Galentine's, okay? Cheers to you. We'll see you guys next time.
We've got every episode of The Nightcap, and we can go for hours. Download the Fox Local app on any of the following smart TV platforms and get in on the fun.